Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. We often forget God's blessings since we are plunged in them. Health is one of these blessings. We appreciate it only when we are sick. The blessed month of Ramadan is a great blessing. We should not be indifferent toward this great month. This month has an appearance and an inward. The appearance and outward of Ramadan is like other months. It has 29 or 30 days in which the sun rises and sets. But the inward of Ramadan is quite different. It is a year by itself, as the annual fates of human beings are determined in it. Ramadan is the month which God has chosen for revelation of the Quran. We have heard many times that Ramadan is the month of self-building and the month of cleansing the heart from the pollution of sins. But how can this materialize? Cleansing of the self and expurgation of the heart from sins is not that easy. However, there is a mystery in Ramadan which helps us reach this great goal. That mystery is the choosing of Ramadan for sending down the Quran. When God speaks of purifying the heart and self, He links it with revelation of the Quran and acquisition of knowledge. In Ayahs 129 and 151 of Surah Baqarah, Ayah 164 of Surah Al-Imran, and the second Ayah of Surah Jum'ah, we read that Allah has raised up the prophets to recite His signs to people, teach them the book and wisdom, and purify them. Thus, there is a close relation between sending down the Quran, reciting it, learning its wisdom on the one hand, and purification of the self on the other. Ramadan has been called the spring of the Quran, and the faithful try to recite part of it every day in this month. This recitation and contemplation of the ayahs of the Quran surely helps us gain purification of the self and cleansing of the heart from sins. In Ayah 9 of Surah Shams and Ayah 14 of Surah Al-A'la, God says that, "Surely felicitous is he who purifies himself." But we should not forget that whatever we gain is God's favor. Ayah 21 of Surah reads, "Were it not for Allah's grace and His mercy upon you, not one of you would ever be pure. But Allah purifies whomever He wishes, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing." Now, dear listeners, let us touch upon the issue of niyat, or intention, in fasting. Fasting, like all other worships, must be done with intention. It means the individual should abstain from eating, drinking, and certain other actions only for God's sake. It is enough to decide for fasting, and there is no need to utter it verbally. One can repeat the intention in his heart for each day of Ramadan, but he can also do it for the entire month on the first night. Intention in fasting is so important that if a person intentionally does not have intention before the azan or call for Fajr dawn prayer, he has nullified that day's fasting. Yet, he should not break his fasting till the call for dusk prayer. Moreover, he should compensate that day's fasting after Ramadan. One day a man came to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and asked him, "O God's messenger, is God near to us and can I speak in low voice with him? Or is he far and I should call him loudly?" Before the Prophet could answer him, an ayah was revealed to his heart. It was ayah 186 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah says, "And when my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am indeed nearmost. I answer the supplicant's call when he calls me. So let them respond me and let them have faith in me so that they may fare rightly." Studying the practice of the Prophet and his infallible successors reveals the greatness of Ramadan. Upon seeing the crescent of Ramadan, the Prophet would stand toward the Qibla and ask God for security and health in this blessed month, and would appeal God to assist him in prayer, fasting, and recitation of the Quran. The Prophet used to prepare food for the fasting people. He also used to help the needy more than before. He would recommend the faithful to recite Quran more than ever. He would put aside his bed in the third part of Ramadan to spend more time in worship. Once Imam Ali, peace upon him, asked the Prophet about the best deed in Ramadan, to which the Prophet answered that refraining from sins is the best deed in Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, told his close companion Abu Zar, "O Abu Zar, Allah has endeared prayer to me as he has endeared food for a hungry man and water for a thirsty man. A hungry man will be full when he eats, and a thirsty man will be satisfied when he drinks water. But I do not become satisfied with prayer." God says in Ayah 21 of Surah Ahzab, "Certainly there is a good exemplar for you in the Apostle of Allah." Sure, if we want to grow spiritually to be good servants of God, we have to follow the role model of the Prophet and his infallible successors.